This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last handful of years at Nike have been notable, but not notably good. There have been complaints about leadership diversity and a toxic work environment and a lawsuit over sexual harassment and gender discrimination. And now the company's chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer is leaving after just 6 months on the job, just one of many in the Nike DEI department to opt out the past couple of years. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, high turnover in the chief diversity officer ranks is pretty common.
After George Floyd was murdered in 2020, companies scrambled to make diversity, equity, and inclusion a more central part of how they do business. Janice Murray, president of Inclusion Impact Consulting, says one way they did that was by creating chief diversity officer roles.
In some cases, without fully understanding what it means and what it takes to build that kind of a culture.
A culture that prioritizes equity in hiring, pay, and workplace dynamics. Diversity and Inclusion Manager has been the second fastest growing job title over the past 5 years, right behind Vaccine Specialist. That's according to LinkedIn. And with growth comes a learning curve.
The expectations are not completely realistic on what one person can do within an organization.
Murray says companies want instant results when it takes at least 5 years to change a company's culture. And Patricia Pope, CEO of Pope Consulting, says a lot of CDOs don't have enough support.
Whether it's financial or additional human resources within the organization.
CDOs often work alone with maybe one assistant when they need a team. Stephanie Creary, a management professor at Wharton, says that lack of support can speak volumes.
Many are seeing that the organization is unwilling to really do the work that it takes to build out a strategy that will help them to execute these goals.
And even when companies are invested in the mission, well, the mission can be tiring. There's a lot of teaching involved. Like, wait, tell me again, why is this important? Here's Janice Murray again, who was a CDO before she went into consulting.
There was always that little bubble over my head, like, really? Are we having this conversation again? But that's what I had to do.
All that explaining has to happen before CDOs can tackle more outwardly visible changes, like what clients companies take on, what products they sell, and what customers they connect with. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.